Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We spend more time talking about what do you call it, as opposed to what do you do about it. You know, I mean, really, you know, if Fox didn't talk about this, they'd have nothing else to talk about, it would seem to me. You know, radical Islam, Islamic extremism, you know, I'm not sure an awful lot is gained by saying that.
Decides to come out of the shadows and say, forget this nonsense of the verbal jumping jacks. Why do we have to say it? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. He was speaking at a National Press Club luncheon in D.C., and you heard him say there, if Fox didn't talk about this, they'd have nothing else to talk about, it seems to me. And he said that, listen, they're obsessing over the terminology used to describe terrorists. Why are we doing this? So the Fox News hosts say it's Holder who's obsessed with Fox News. You gotta love it. Now we live in America. Everybody just calls each other out. And here's the thing. The Obama administration has been criticized for refusing to associate terrorists with Islam because it says the terrorists in the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda and other groups are not truly practicing the religion, though the groups claim to be Islamic themselves. And that's why he's saying, what's there to be gained by that? I don't understand. Why is that a big deal? But here's the thing. It's not just Fox News that is questioning the semantics, the how it's being verbalized. Guess what? NPR, left of left, is questioning it. They have grilled the White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest on it. Plenty of left-leaning, if you want to call them that, shows have said the same thing. I got to say that. This is Democratic publications and Republican publications. And yes, Fox probably hits it hard, of course, because they're going to hit anything hard with Obama, absolutely. But the Democrats are hitting it. I mean, Democrats in Congress have said it. We've seen this from, you know, a couple of them for sure. Tulsi Gabbard, the Hawaii's congresswoman, certainly has had something to say about it. There are others that have also criticized it. So I don't really think this is one of those blame it all on the right, because I think Democrats are saying the same thing. I mean, it's like I said, verbal jumping jacks. And then because here's the thing, if it wasn't a big deal, that's the one thing I would say about Holder mentioning that, if it wasn't a big deal, then the wrong thing to do was for Josh Earnest, after all of this was going on, when he was being badgered about it, that and the kosher deli, that, hey, Jews were targeted, it was a Jewish deli, Jewish people died in Paris. So if it wasn't a big deal, here's the thing. You can't go to the land of 140 characters and then tweet out, yes, it was Islamic terrorists. Yes, it was. Or yes, it was Jewish people. It's not anti-Semitic. It was anti-Semitic. Jewish people were targeted, after you insist on not saying that before. So there's like some training that needs to happen in D.C. between the people who deliver what they say they're delivering and the people who ultimately are the mouthpieces, because this is seems to be a big problem. And then the constant mea culpas about, well, what we meant to say was, after they were badgered, because that means then it becomes an issue, then they rally around it and then put something else out. So you really can't have it both ways. If you stick to what you say, that's it. And if Holder's saying, I don't care what you say, these are nutballs, morons that are sick and twisted and whatever description he wants to use, and it's not about the religion, then that's what the narrative is. But it hasn't been that. It's been all over the map. It's kind of like whatever pleases the people on whatever side today, then we're going to use that terminology. And you know, here we see it again, because the State Department today One of the State Department deputy spokespeople, I think she's a deputy spokesperson, Marie Harf, is getting really ripped online after saying that the war against the Islamic State will be won by providing jobs, not through military might. And said, we're killing a lot of them, and we're going to get... And then this was the other thing, later saying, we're killing a lot of them, we're going to keep killing more of them. So are the Egyptians, so are the Jordanians. They're in this fight with us. But we can't win this war by killing them. We can't kill our way out of this war. We need, in the medium to longer term, go after the root causes that lead people to join these groups, whether it's lack of opportunity for jobs. So discombobulated again. So wait, we're going to kill the terrorists. We have a kill list. We know who the bad guys are, and we're taking them out. We're taking them. We're killing them. We're slaughtering. They're done. But at the same time, wait, no, we've got to provide jobs. And the mistake is, yes, the theory is, if you have disenfranchised, unemployed, huge pockets of Muslim communities, young men, nothing to do, furious, feel like they're tossed out, have no money, etc., perfect bait can be laid to trap them and pull them in to this nutball regime of ISIS. Okay, absolutely. So what she means to say is, if there was a path, if there were jobs, if there were opportunities, then some of these people wouldn't be radicalized, and we wouldn't put them on a kill list and go and kill them. But it was crazy. I mean, even Chris Matthews, imagine, cut her off, saying, we're not going to be able to stop that in our lifetime or 50 lifetimes. There's always going to be poor people. There's always going to be poor Muslims. As long as there are poor Muslims, the trumpet's blowing and they'll join. We can't stop that. And so then finally she just said, hey, listen, there's no easy solutions. Yeah, that's why I call it the quicksand of the Middle East. You know, it's like the things that, it's like war on drugs. We got the war. Are we winning the war on drugs? The war on poverty. You know, like there's always these catchy phrases. We got a war on poverty. Well, maybe some people are being helped. Maybe we are improving education. Maybe we are improving what's happening in the drug wars. But it's a mistake to label it that, then try to whip it around in a different direction in the Twittersphere, because that just doesn't work. So people were really ripping on her. I saw one thing. It's called hashtag. You know, people make up funny hashtags. So the hashtag was jobs for ISIS. I mean, immediately just mocking her. And on Jon Stewart's Daily Show, they had jobs for ISIS landmine sweeper, which showed the landmine blowing up. So, you know, then of course, later in the day, she defended what she had to say. And then what she said was that George W. Bush, their administration, made similar statements. She said, let's not forget George W. Bush's comments on CVE. We fight against poverty because we hope is an answer to terror. So now she's trying to lop that on. So this is the bottom line. The words do matter. They absolutely do matter, because if you make a mistake and say, well, that's not what I meant to say, but when it's the constant drumbeat, that's what it's about. Just say what it is, and then we don't have this problem. How do the Italians say it? Capisce. Makes sense to me. All right, hang with us. You don't want to get caught by the law for something you didn't do, because it could cost you maybe time in jail, but certainly a lot of money defending yourself through lawyers. David Mercatz talking about that on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Pleased to welcome to this show David Mercatz. He has a great story to share with you, a scary story, actually, about what happens when your life is going along smoothly, right? You like what you're doing. It all looks good. Bada bing. Everything's happy. And then suddenly you are charged with crimes that you didn't commit and you're innocent. What happens when they try to tell you, oh, maybe you should plead guilty because you'll get less time. Nobody believes you. They have all this evidence, they say, that they have. And David's written a book called Wrongly Charged. And the reason he wrote it, he says, is to help other people. And we'll let him talk about it. He's in our virtual green room. To help other people so that you don't get in this situation or you take a stand for some kind of change in our crazy, wacky legal system. Hey, David, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's tell the story. You were a locksmith in a really nice area in Florida. And what happened to you?
Well, basically, the business, the locksmith business is very competitive. I'm sure when you, years ago, when you open up the yellow pages, everybody wanted to be number one in the phone book with all the A listings. Plumbers do it. Everybody does it. And with all the big box stores opening up, it became very difficult to make a living. So me and my partners came up with an idea. It probably wasn't a nice idea, but we picked out four or five of the largest companies here in the South Florida area, Broward and Palm Beach, and we decided to advertise with a similar name. Basically, if there was a company, ABC Lock Shop and Security Center, we advertised, we put a website up, ABC Locksmith. Mm-hmm. And we registered the names legally in Florida. And eventually what would happen is a lot of people would call 411, and they, instead of asking for ABC Lock Shop and Security Center, they would ask for ABC Locksmith, and they would get us. So it worked out pretty well. We were, you know, capturing some business, and we were doing the same exact job. They were getting what they paid for. They got a lock. Customers, most of them didn't really care. But what happened was one company in the town of Palm Beach, Florida, who was friends with the police department there. They actually do all the lock work for the town of Palm Beach. He called up his friend in the police department and told him what was happening. He was losing some business. So they decided to take a civil matter, a trademark infringement at best, and turn it into a criminal case. So what they did is they spent an eight-month investigation, spent millions of dollars on this, and they set up a sting, and they called us up one day, and we sent out a technician. We need our lock rekeyed. Okay, the guy went out, and he rekeyed the lock, and then they said to him, can we make the check out to ABC Locksmith? And he said, well, no, I'm an independent contractor. You can pay me cash or make it out to me. So he says, you know what, I'll give you cash. So he gave him cash, and when he got done with the job, they put him in handcuffs, knocked him to the floor, and charged him with burglary of an occupied dwelling, grand theft, and a slew of charges.
Wow.
And this, yeah, well, unfortunately, we pissed off the wrong company, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it went on with one of the other technicians also. And they got arrested and went through, you know, fortunes and legal fees. I mean, they never would have had a case in front of a jury, but they wanted to teach us a lesson, and they did a good job at it. And I was the mastermind, basically. What happened was they found out that I was the one that helped put up these websites, which actually, on the website, the funny part of it was, had a disclaimer at the bottom of the page that we were not the other company, and we actually had a link on there if you wanted to get to the other company. But they didn't care about that. And it turned into a nightmare. I was actually the front page of the newspaper in the Sun Sentinel in August of 2013. You would have thought that, well, you would have thought I murdered somebody the way they wrote it up.
Right.
But, you know, ultimately, as the book will tell you, they didn't get what they wanted, except cost us a fortune in legal fees. And, you know, unfortunately, in, when it came down to me, they had spent so much money and time and effort on this case that they didn't want to let it go. So they were never going to, you know, find me guilty of these charges. But, you know, you're facing, in my case, they charged me with money laundering, organized scheme to defraud, which carries, if you're convicted, 20 years in state prison. So,
wow.
Kind of, yeah, well, you know, it's a scary thought to spend 20 years. And the problem is when you go to trial, the average person doesn't realize, if you get a jury on there that was a bunch of business people, and they say to themselves, boy, look what this guy did. He was taking business away from these companies that built up a business over the years, they might be pretty aggravated, and they could find you guilty.
So when you were going through this, I mean, was it just such a torment because you were writing checks, you were having to pay these legal fees, you were scared to death knowing what was hanging over your head? I mean, did this take?
Well, you know, obviously, criminal cases normally take a year, and you're nervous. I mean, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, in a normal environment, this would be a civil matter. Every time you turn on the news, somebody comes out with a product or a service, and another person will go out and copy it in some way, a similar fashion, and, you know, they infringe on the trademark, they sue them, and they get a judgment against them or a cease and desist, but they never get arrested for it. I mean, it goes on every single day. Apple and, you know, Samsung fight all the time, but I never dreamed that something like this could happen, because before we did what we did, I actually checked out this with three independent attorneys to make sure that no criminal, you know, charges could be brought. Otherwise, I never would have done it. And they all said the same thing. It's a civil matter. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, if you aggravate the wrong person, you can cause, you know, let's face it, you're really guilty till proven innocent, like my book teaches. I mean, what you have to go through with the bail bond system. And, of course, one of the people, because he was charged with burglary, that's a life felony in Florida. So he was held without bond. until he could see a judge.
Wow. So we have a couple minutes left. What would be one of the things that you would tell somebody immediately to do when they haven't done something but they get charged with a crime and they're in that panic mode?
Well, you have to have a good attorney, a good criminal attorney. And I always tell everybody, keep a bail bondsman's card in your wallet. And everybody laughs at me when I say that, because you could be pulled over for just a standard traffic stop. And you could have a warrant from an unpaid ticket that you don't even realize and be arrested. And you got to go through, it's unbelievable what you go through when you're arrested. The average person doesn't know. And I even have a chapter in the book that teaches you can actually get out of jail without having to see a judge. A lot of people don't realize that. I have a whole chapter on that in the book.
Mm. Wow. When you finally got through to the other side, did you just kind of take a big breath?
Yeah, it was a scary, very scary thing. And I wrote this book to teach people how the system really works. I go through step by step from the arrest process and how you can get out of jail without seeing a judge and all the type of, you know, steps that you go through. I go through a whole legal class. The book is very educational.
So, and people, if they want to get your book, they can get it on Amazon?
As of today, it's available on Amazon.com. It's going into Barnes & Noble. It'll be in bookstores.
Right.
I have a website, www.wronglycharged.com. And I also have a toll-free number of 844-WRONGLY if anybody wanted to reach me for any questions.
So you put the book together. You're not doing the locksmith thing anymore, are you?
No, I'm helping out a little bit. Somebody purchased the business, and I'm doing the book now. And we've gotten over 200,000 responses so far before
Great.
The book actually came out. I mean, it's a very big topic right now.
Absolutely, because nobody wants to be wrongly charged in the panic mode, go through what you went through, and not sure if they're going to come out on the other side. And then, as you mentioned, all the legal fees, too, are pretty darn crazy. Hey, David Mercatz, thanks so much for coming on. Pick up his book. He's right. It's a hot topic, and it's a scary story. Who knows? It could happen to you. Thanks, David.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. Imagine that. So you heard his explanation of the business that he had, the locksmith business, and then, you know, hey, people decided to go after him. They didn't like it. Even though legally he's right, he did what he could do, but he was charged with everything from ranging from money laundering to petty theft. And had to do the whole thing with lawyer's fees. I have a friend that's in a different situation. It's a civil matter, and she's like David. She's at her wit's end, has spent $25,000 on legal fees and thinks there may be more, and has been dragged through a year and a half of a process of cancellations, of hearings that didn't happen, and all kinds of crazy things. So once you trip that switch on either side, of course criminally, the thought of being locked up different than civilly, but there have been people that have just gone through it and had a tough time really getting through it to get over what happened to them when they were wrongly charged. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Two, three, four. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh.
Ooh. Coming up, a conversation with Stacey Lewis, a star on the LPGA tour, who makes herself available to sponsors, to people who are promoting women's golf, and good for her, and likes to do things like paddleboard. She lives in Florida in the off time. But now it's time for another version of We Can Count. And top it, We Can Count, is this crazy thing about a group of divers in Israel that have come across the largest hoard of gold coins, they say, ever discovered in the country. Check this out. I mean, it'd be wild to have dove down there and found them. The pictures of them are mind-blowing. The divers found the Israel Antiquities Authority, and they found 2,000 coins dating back to the Fatimid period, or the 11th century. How about that? So they salvaged them. It was unearthed from a seabed in an ancient harbor in Caesarea National Park. That is wild. They say it's the biggest load of coins and has such an amazing economic power that it raises a couple of possibilities as to why is it on the seabed. That there was probably a shipwreck. An official treasury boat was on its way to the central government in Egypt with taxes that had been collected, and it never made it. So, I mean, these are 1,000 coins dating back to the 11th century. And the coins are, they say, are in excellent preservation state. I mean, that they were at the bottom of the sea for 1,000 years, but they didn't, you know, so no cleaning. They don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. And they say it's the five divers, they're calling them model citizens because they removed them and they didn't try to, you know, sell them, or they could have, if they sold them, they would have faced prison time or whatever, but they didn't, that wasn't even a question. And they say there's no doubt that, I mean, the coins could be traced back, and they were minted in Egypt and North Africa, and they are just beautiful looking coins. It would just be wild. You have to think that you're out there diving, and yes, you're looking maybe for some specific things, but are you thinking you're coming across this trove of gold coins from the 11th century? I don't think so. The whole diving for treasure thing, anyway, fascinates me because of what, and there's been some very famous people who have done it, people who go out on these missions, and then some of the things that they come back with is just absolutely unreal. We move to this story that doesn't make anybody happy when we're talking about hacking, but a Russian-speaking cybercrime ring has stolen millions of dollars from banks in the U.S., in Russia, in Eastern Europe, and this is a cybersecurity firm that is saying this, that it's you know, up to $1 billion that they've hit. And the Russian security company Kaspersky Lab, which some of you have that, say the hackers have been active since at least the end of 2013, and they hit 100 banks in 30 countries. You know, which banks, that's not all being said, but they became familiar with the operations. They stole money without raising suspicions. They programmed ATMs to dispense money at certain times, or they set up fake accounts. They transferred money into them. So this report was actually presented at a security conference in Cancun, Mexico, but the New York Times has been reporting about it. So they limit their what they steal to about $10 million, then they move to another bank. So, and they say that's part of the reason it wasn't detected earlier, because of the amount of money that's going through. They knew that that was the ceiling, so that maybe they could get in under the wire and nobody would notice that the money was missing. Isn't that crazy? Now, let's see if they get them. I mean, that, you know, that's the deal. Will they get them? I mean, now more and more you have to be so careful. We have our pal Robert Siciliano on the show, and he is the ultimate cyber expert, and he gave great tips every time he comes on. He does, and there's no question you have to be so careful with those passwords. I mean, in this case, we're talking about banks, but even your money in banks, and how easy it would be to, and how easy it is, frankly, to lift that money. And then there's this story about 400. They're tracking 400 people in France that are believed to be part of terror sleepers. Now they're being so much more vigilant than they were before. Not that they weren't following people, but how could they follow everyone? And now they're tracking. They're just going for it. Anything. Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, any of that. The interior minister keeps asking the question, how do we trace the moment when someone transforms from a criminal, just a disgruntled criminal, or a citizen who's disaffected, into a terrorist? And how do we block those first steps toward becoming radicalized? I mean, here's the question. Can you stop that? I mean, is it possible to stop it? I mean, in France, they're still reeling from the 12 people who died back in January, and the fact that they stormed that satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, and, you know, people were shot, and then they shot the police, and, I mean, yeah, there's no bounds. And how do you catch that person, that criminal, that ultimately goes and does something in the name of a terror group? How do you, I mean, it's a question that's worth discussing, but the answers aren't just right there, because you're not going to be able to get into all those communities, offer everyone jobs way ahead of time before something explodes. And how are you going to know who's going to turn and who's not going to turn? So this is why they're following 400 people, which is a lot of manpower to dedicate to that, but not wanting to have something else happen, not wanting to risk that they don't have a large enough net out there that they've got to do, you know, they got to do something. They've got to come up with some way to, you know, figure out how they can turn the equation around, because it's just not acceptable to say, oh, well, we'll just follow everyone. How about this from the Gallup poll? They say that Utah, I guess I wouldn't be surprised by this, leads the nation in people who attend religious services every week. According to the Gallup survey from 2014, people also living in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Arkansas are the next most likely to attend weekly church services, with about 45 to 47% saying they show up every Sunday. In Vermont, all of you listening to us in that region, only 17% say they attend weekly services. It's kind of interesting. And then five states in the top 10 for weekly church services are South Carolina and Tennessee, and they have 42%. Kentucky's got 41%. North Carolina, 40%. Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, they all have 39%. And also on the bottom, and this is just a poll, and, you know, there's the whole thing of spirituality and where are you on that spectrum. So the bottom 10 after Vermont are New Hampshire, Maine, they have 20%, Massachusetts, 22%, Washington and Oregon, 24%, Hawaii, Connecticut and Colorado, 25%, and Alaska with 26%. I mean, you got to think Utah, of course, why are they number one on the list at 59%? It's the Mormon population, and Mormons have the highest religious service attendance of any major religious group in the United States. And that's not something that I think is shocking, because I would have guessed that. If somebody asked me that question, it was a trivia question, who do you think, what group, I would have said immediately the Mormons, and especially there in Utah, but in other parts of the country. So there you have it. Polls are polls for a reason, and usually there's some accuracy to polls. I always say this because it's like in those presidential races, people who are pollsters, like Frank Lutz, they wouldn't make the millions of dollars they make if the polls didn't ring true in some way, because why would you bother to pay the amount of money you have to pay to have a poll done on what people think of you and what people prefer the issues to be ranked and whatever it is, any of the top things that you're looking at when you run, just to try to get some insight into what people are thinking, especially if it costs $1 billion to run for president in the United States. You got to really target that money when you're talking about spending that much. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend. How about this? ISIS militants burned to death 45 people in a western Iraqi town. I mean, this band will stop at nothing. We saw the march to the beach and the beheadings and the Jordanian pilot, of course, the Americans that were beheaded and others, the British that were beheaded. It just goes on and on the list, but they burned to death 45 people, supposedly. I mean, again, this is a proof thing, but just 5 miles away from an air base that has hundreds of Marines on it, U.S. Marines. The identities, don't know. Some they think are the security forces that have been clashing with ISIS for control of this town. They think they have them. And then that's what that was. So this comes just days after the 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians who were on that beach in Libya. I mean, the black flag of ISIS and where they're driving through and looking like they're driving through the streets of Benghazi, and people, I think, being forced to cheer them because knowing what they're doing and what ultimately happens if they don't. This is the kind of imagery they're starting to show, besides the people in the orange jumpsuits and the beheadings and the things that they're doing. But burning those people, what is that about? They wouldn't convert to what they wanted them to convert to, or, you know, what is it? We're not going to solve that mystery overnight, that's for sure. Stay with us. Coming up next, a little golf talk with Stacey Lewis here on ATN.
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
America Tonight. I had a chance to spend a few moments in person with a really terrific golfer. In fact, it was just her birthday. She turned 30 years old. She's a professional golfer on the LPGA Tour. She's won a couple major championships, the Kraft Nabisco Championship and the Women's British Open. She was ranked number one in the Women's World Golf Rankings for 4 weeks in 2013. She claimed that spot in June of 2014 as she won a huge tournament, the ShopRite LPGA Classic, for another 21 weeks. And it's pretty competitive now on, not that it wasn't before, but it's very competitive and there's new life, I think. I can feel that buzz with the LPGA, and a lot of people are going out to watch some of these really incredible athletes who are good looking and have good swings and who are, you know, it's kind of like good old American girls, some of them. That's kind of the impression I get from talking to many people that are involved with the tour. So good for her that she's done so well and made some pretty interesting friends along the way. And here's a little snippet of that conversation. All right, very excited here with Stacy Lewis, who I will never let her see my anything I drive. Annika Sorenstam one time told me I putt for crap, so that was enough for me. So I'm not going to go to the younger generation either. So Stacy, how excited are you to come back to Texas?
Oh boy, I love coming back here. You know, if the weather was better in the wintertime, I'd be here a little bit more. But you know, I love coming back closer to family and great food, and it's just a really comfortable place for me. So, and coming back here, defending the tournament is really special too.
Well, you had a fantastic year coming off of a year like that. How do you keep yourself stoked, pumped, and in shape?
Well, just, you know, I strive to just get better every day, and that's really what it comes down to. And you know, last year was pretty good, but I think it could have been better. So that's what I'm looking for.
Is there a certain tweak on your game, or when you got it going on, you don't mess with it? Because, you know, that's all you hear, especially with the guys in the PGA Tour. Well, you know, now I switched my putter after all these years, and I've gone to a different coach and all that kind of stuff. Are you with the, if it works, it's not broken, let's stick with it?
Yeah, I don't like change at all. You know, I would keep clubs as longer if I could. You know, some they get worn out and they make new stuff, so you gotta switch. But if it's something's working, you don't need to make huge changes. It's just doing little things. You can, you know, changing little things here and there to try to get better.
When you look at a leaderboard, who scares you the most when she's on your heels?
Probably right now, Lydia Ko. She's got this, it's just her demeanor out there. It's like nothing seems to faze her. So, you know, right now she's playing some really good golf, and I think she's going to be doing it for a while.
And what do you do for fun? I mean, golf is fun, but what do you do when you're not golfing? You must have some other cool hobby that you do.
You know, I like to go fishing and paddle boarding. I live down in Florida, so I can get out on the water a little bit. And anytime where you can put your phone away and it can't go with you, it's a good place for me.
Aren't you worried about sharks? I have family all over Florida, and I keep saying, where's the sharks? We go to Reddington Beach. They're like, sharks? There's no sharks in Reddington Beach. So you don't even worry about any of that nonsense when you're paddling. You're like an ace paddleboard. You're out there 15 miles, and you don't tell anyone in the LPGA, hey, I'm all the way out in the middle of the water.
No. We're not going that far. There are a few little sharks, but I stay on the board. I'm not going in that water.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
I don't even know. I've caught some pretty good tuna down there. So anything. I like going snook fishing. They're not very big, but they're a good fight.
What's the plan for Thailand? Just go over there, take a couple practice rounds, do what you normally do on any store, you know, tour stop?
Yeah, it's a pretty normal week, other than the hardest part there is just adjusting to the time, getting your body adjusted by Thursday, get there on Monday. So those weeks usually go by pretty quick because you're trying to figure out what time it is.
Awesome. All right, so really, really liked her. Interesting. You heard her talk about going to Thailand next, and I thought it was funny about the paddle boarding thing, as I have spent a lot of time, and many of you Floridians listening to me know, paddle boarding, not just in Florida, but all over, is so big, and you see that in Hawaii, you see it on the Jersey Shore, you know, see it anywhere where there's water, probably lakes and stuff. It's kind of the new thing to do, and it's not that new, but more people have taken it up, that's for sure. Davis Love III, on another note from the world of golf, is expected to be named the next U.S. Ryder Cup captain during an announcement sometime coming soon. When you think of what happened with Tom Watson, just losing 16.5 to an 11.5 in September, I mean, it's time for the U.S. men to get serious. And I don't know that Davis Love III is the right guy to lead this team. Somebody who else is with us, who's our technical director, who's a hacker like me and likes the game of golf. What do you think, Matt, about the choice of Davis Love III?
I don't know. It's a retread.
Yes.
He's already done it before, and the men are in quite a drought. And
yes.
I don't know. I would have done something different to try to get some new excitement and energy to the team, because I don't know what's going on, but they have just been floundering for the last, I mean, almost 10 years.
And I would have gone with Fred Couples. His name has come up a bunch, and maybe it's just talk radio or whatever, sports talk radio, or in golf magazines and stuff. But he did so well as the U.S. President's Cup captain. He had a 3-0 record, and he was an assistant on Love's 2012 team. Another name that gets mentioned is Steve Stricker. Paul Azinger is mentioned, too, because he was the last guy to actually captain the team to a win. And, folks, you know when that was? If you have American pride, you know, and that's what that's about, even if you're not interested in the game of golf, you want to know how the Americans are doing. The last 2008, 2008. I mean, that's some time. That's some grass growing under your feet. So if you look at Love, though, as a player, I mean, he's a 20-time winner on the PGA Tour. He played on 6 Ryder Cup teams. He was a popular captain in 2012, the players say. And unfortunately, what happened is when his team, what happened was, I mean, they were sort of the tough luck losers, if you could tag them with that, at Medina. They blew a 10-6 final day lead. The Europeans clobbered them in the end in a close finish. They won 14.5 to 13.5. It was the second straight loss for the U.S. by that tight of a margin. And people were interested in it. People who aren't into the game of golf cared about what was happening with the American team, just like World Cup soccer and other sports. So I do think there is outside attention. And, boy, I just can't imagine that choice. I think that there's better choices to be had there. But, hey, I'm saying that, so now who knows? Maybe he becomes the captain and he's the greatest and America goes back to the winner's circle again, which would be ultimately what we want to see. There, you know, I can't help it. I like to see the American flag and the Europeans lose. It's just like at the Olympics. When we get to hear the Star Spangled Banner in Russia, especially, we get to hear the Star Spangled Banner at any of the Olympics because our athletes have claimed gold. I mean, there is something about that. There is something about getting into the drama of it, into some of these sports and these things that you necessarily maybe wouldn't be involved in. And, you know, that's not lost on any of these games where you're pitting countries or continents against each other. So let's hope that if it is Davis Love III, let's see some action. You got some time? Let's see some action. Let's see a win for the United States again since it's been since 2008. Unreal, isn't it? All right, I said at the top of the show I wasn't going to mention the winter storm, but the winter storm, unfortunately, has also gripped the South. So there are some Arctic-like temperatures that are hitting the South. I mean, hey, to our pals in the East listening, and all those nooks and crannies, you know, I feel you with the snow blowers and everything. We're not doing that. But in Arkansas, Georgia, the Carolinas, a lot of people lost power because of the low temperatures. There was ice problems. Ice is the worst. North Carolina, snow and ice. Not so much snow, but heavy ice, and the ice is just so darn crippling, isn't it? Hey, thanks for listening.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.